If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
The Master Sommelier at Masterclass is Emily Wines, who joined us closer to Thanksgiving time with some ideas about wines. We called upon her again. One more holiday here to imbibe a little bit. Maybe champagne will be on your hand. Thanks for joining us again, Emily. How are you?
It's my pleasure. I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing well. What will you be serving? Are you hosting? And what will you be toasting on New Year's?
Well, New Year's is the ultimate excuse for drinking sparkling wine and champagne. And although I think it's pretty easy to come up with a good excuse for that the rest of the year, too.
Yeah.
But for sure, I'll be drinking some champagne.
And so what does that mean? Champagne is different than some of those other things? And is it dry and brut and sparkling white? What are we talking about here?
Well, now, champagne is kind of confusing for a lot of folks. I think people think about sparkling wines in general as being champagne. But, you know, as they say, like, all champagne is sparkling wine, but not all champagne, not all sparkling wine is champagne. It actually has to come from the Champagne region of France to be called this. And there's a lot of different styles. You see the word brut, so brut champagne is typically a drier style. Although you can find some that are a little fruitier. If you're somebody who likes a little sweetness, look for a champagne with the word demi-sec on it, means half dry. And those are really nice and light and fruity. You can get rosé champagne. Blanc de blanc means that it's champagne made from all white grapes. So there's a lot of different styles out there. Vintage champagnes are wonderful. They tend to have a lot more complexity to them and some really nice richness as well.
Is it true about champagne that, like wine in general, price does not necessarily dictate quality, or is that a pretty easy sort of metric?
Well, now with champagne, they're all pretty expensive. And part of that reason is that champagne requires a lot of additional aging. It goes through two fermentations and a lot of extended bottle aging before it's ever released. This is part of why it's so pricey. The more expensive champagnes tend to be made with a blend of older wines, and they're aged even longer. So lots of complexity, lots of richness, and those are pretty special wines. Now, if you're looking for something that's on a little bit of a better, on a budget, with a little bit of a better value, you can get a lot of great champagne-style wines. One example would be Cava, coming from Spain. Those tend to be pretty inexpensive, and they're made in a very similar style, and they can give you a pretty similar experience. So no need to break the bank in order to have a good sparkling wine experience.
Are you going to serve something expensive and fantastic? What label will you have?
Well, you know, I've saved a nice bottle of Runart champagne. It's one of my favorite champagne houses. So we'll be having a bottle of Runart Blanc de Blanc for New Year's Eve for our toast. And that's a real treat.
Runart Blanc de Blanc. By the way, the last time you were on with us, I got this email from a friend that said, "Hey, I really enjoyed that wine lady." That would be you. "Here are a few suggestions." And then this listener said, "Here are some suggestions from my frugal list." And I was just going to bounce what this listener likes or buys and see what you said about it. Josh Cabernet. We can get that, John, for $7.99. Would you be okay with Josh Cabernet?
Absolutely. I think those wines are really solid, really consistent, easy drinking. You can't go wrong with those.
Meiomi Pinot Noir. I think you mentioned that yourself last time you were on with us.
Well, Meiomi is a very popular wine, very rich, very bold, very juicy. It's kind of like the Pinot Noir for people who like big wines. I know some people like lighter, softer Pinots, but Meiomi is very popular because it's so big and rich.
This guy likes Chateau Saint-Michel or Chateau Saint-Michel Riesling. I don't like Riesling, and I'm not a fan of Chateau Saint-Michel. What are your thoughts about all that?
Well, Chateau Saint-Michel is very famous for their Riesling. And I think Riesling is confusing for a lot of folks because I think they assume that Riesling is going to be sweet. When in truth, you can make Riesling completely dry or very, very sweet. And that's actually true about all grapes. But Riesling, especially when it's on the drier side, is one of my favorite things to drink. They have really beautiful, bright acidity. It's like biting into a Granny Smith apple, nice tangy tartness, nice bit of fruit. And they go great with so many different kinds of foods.
This guy also likes Kendall Jackson. We buy Kendall Jackson now and again. That seems to be pretty solid, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kendall Jackson Chardonnay is famous for a reason. It's a real classic.
And, you know, I know the answer is, well, it's whatever you like. But I do wonder if you would just say, for your own palate, Emily, is there at a price point something you think is a really good value? This is actually, even by your nose and palate, a really good wine, but it's not $50. It's something less than that. What's a good, I don't want to show off, maybe I do a little bit, what's a good wine at a good price point?
Well, it kind of depends stylistically what you're looking for, but one of my go-tos for good value and a style of wine I like to drink is Beaujolais. You know, there's a lot of wonderful wines coming out of Beaujolais now, and I think that there's a lot of misconceptions about what those wines are, and I think people think about Beaujolais Nouveau and all of that around Thanksgiving time, but great Beaujolais is wonderful. They're really juicy and lush, and they're softer, a little lighter on the alcohol. And they're really good values. You don't have to spend very much money to get a good Beaujolais. The other ones I like are from Sicily. There's some wonderful wines coming out of Sicily that are also stunning values, delicious wines. It's a fun place to explore the world of wine right now.
Is there an area in the world or country that's hot right now? Where is the business trending?
Well, it's all over the place. I think the thing that's really exciting is some of these regions where the wines were really just consumed locally. One example is Georgia. The country of Georgia is actually the cradle of wine. That's where wine originated, and the wines that are coming out of there are really hot with sommeliers right now. People are quite excited to see this region starting to make world-class wines that are finally leaving the country.
How about that? By the way, my friend Beth told me that Masterclass is still 50% off. So we could enroll in your class, save a little money, and learn the things that you are teaching. My understanding, have you already, like, done the class? It's already there, or are you updating the class in real time?
The class is complete, so it's available. It's online on Masterclass, and you can enjoy it now. Although coming soon, we're going to be doing a little AI project where people will have an opportunity to call in and talk to my AI and get some help with wine suggestions. So that's going to be real fun to play with.
Will it be in your voice? Will we see an avatar of you?
It'll be in my voice, and it's learned from all of my content from Masterclass and all of that. So we'll hopefully give you some good advice.
Wow. That is so intriguing. I'm out of time. We'll talk about this another day, but are you a little challenged by that? That is, once it has the body of your work, or it feels like it has, you know, substantial amount of your knowledge, the computer will be you, and then we don't need Emily Wines anymore. How do you feel about that?
Well, the computers are a tool, and it's learning from me, and I think as I learn more, I can always tell it more so that there's more of me to go around.
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody said at a seminar I was at, or an awards ceremony, and it was an expert on AI, and he said, AI won't replace you. He said, but AI, but the person who uses AI will. So don't run away from this tool. Embrace this tool. That sounds like what you all are doing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. The future.
Nice to talk to you. Happy New Year. Thanks for the insight on Masterclass. Emily Wines, thanks for joining us.
Cheers.